Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's happening? You are indeed in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Attitude hanging out with you. You can hang out with us in various ways. The YouTube, Sports Radio 610, Twitch, 610 Houston, and of course, the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Shout out to 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. The number, 713-572-4610. And yep, we have the dust has finally settled. I think we all got a majority of the trade deadline feel, like, all the way up. But it's officially official. The Texans did not add at the trade deadline. I was about to say they did not make a move at the trade deadline, except that would be technically incorrect.
Yeah,
the buzzer beater, man.
Yeah,
buzzer
they
beater.
Did. Yeah, they did.
Congratulations to Khalil Davis, who will make his way out to, what was it, San Francisco again?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah,
they cut the lead to 42.
You got Chris Paul. It's like a Chris Paul jumper.
Jumper to cut the lead to 42. Yeah, but you get a 7th round pick in the future, not this upcoming draft, but the draft afterwards, and that'll do it. Like trade deadline done there, and so I guess now we can I think we've done a lot of the how was your emotions, because I think we tried to prepare ourselves for this moment, did we not, John?
Yeah, we did. And so, like, when you're looking for, you know, how it makes you feel, it changed a little bit overnight when I heard Nick Caserio. Just because, you know, when we're talking about what the Texans could have done, should have done, we know what the problems are. They know what the problems are. But then they're good with what they have. And he said it was, you know, the trade deadline, as you will hear momentarily, was much ado about nothing, and that's kind of what I want to, you know, focus in on.
Okay, let's hear the general manager of these Houston Texans as he was on with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer for Texans All Access. Yeah, Nick, what are your thoughts on the trade deadline?
Yeah, not to be too contrite, but I mean it's usually much ado about nothing. So essentially, a lot of players that get moved, A, are on a kind of expiring type contracts. B, hasn't worked out with their team. Most of it is kind of late round picks, some flips, essentially. You saw a few trades there, but a compensation maybe was a little bit bigger than what it was. But you're kind of looking at your team. If there's an opportunity to add a player that you have a specific defined role for, great. If not, it's just, you know, you're not going to do something just to do something, just to create a bunch of busy work. So it's on the calendar. It's there for teams. I mean, I think half the league voted to move the deadline a week. Another half voted to leave it where it is. So whenever it is, we'll prepare accordingly. We always contact teams throughout the course of the fall, look for opportunities. So once you kind of get through the trade, the only thing that's different for the trade deadline is after Tuesday, everybody has to go through the waiver wire, including the vested players. So it's not as simple as you terminate a player, and if you want to flip into the practice squad, there's a 24-hour period where they have to go through. So some of it is just roster mechanics and roster logistics. But in the end, it's probably much ado about nothing. And it's everybody just has to do what they think is best for their football team and just try to make good decisions.
So that's kind of a full-throated, dismissal in some ways.
Absolutely.
Of the trade deadline as an opportunity To make your team better.
Yeah, look, he said much ado about nothing twice. I think the Chiefs would disagree. I think the Bills would disagree. The Ravens, the Steelers, they made some moves. They were teams that felt like they needed something. The Texans, I got to believe, like the rest of us, are a team that feel like they need something. They made moves. The Texans did not. And so, like that, you know, getting back to what Sean and Seth were talking about, how does that make you feel? Just sort of like, I guess I'm resigned to the fact that they think they can get it right. We'll dig into that, of course, later. But what does that lack of movement tell you? For me, it's that their strategy for improvements continues to be, we all have to play better, in which we heard D'Amico say multiple times. Is that much ado about nothing? They think that they have that high of a level of confidence that they will play better?
Man, that's tough because This is the thing that I have been, you know, that's kind of irked me or like that has troubled me for the entirety of the season is just like you are managing to get results while not, you know, showing yourself living up to the capability that you have within yourself, right? Or at least with the expectations that you've obviously set for yourself by the way that you've handled the offseason, by the way that you've handled your team building leading into the season. And now if... I don't even know that you've seen the proof that you can do these things
at
that level this season.
We're going on 10 weeks in.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that's kind of surprising. I'm having a hard time shaking the thought, though. The thing that would be the most concerning, I don't think that this... I want to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. Because I don't want to put words into Casario's mouth, and I don't want to say something that I don't believe to be true for him.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would be really concerned if we come to find out that Nick Caserio does not value in-season trades like as a way to build your team. Does that make sense?
Oh, I think that's fair.
And I mean, because when he's talking about the trade deadline in that clip that we just heard, he's talking about the trade deadline as an institution, right? The idea that is being, if a team is willing to trade you somebody at that point, that it's because they haven't worked wherever or what have you. So thus, that means that, you know, you're likely not getting a player that can really affect it. That is a thought process that kind of moves me the wrong way. I do wonder if it's kind of expedient to frame it as that because they feel like, as you said, this all needs to be internal, or they looked around and they said, in this particular trade deadline, we are not finding guys or a deal that works for us.
Right.
That is one thing. The way that he phrased it as if, or couched it as if the entirety of this period as one of the many opportunities to make a team better is overrated and maybe talked up, that was a little disconcerting.
Well, of course, and I just mentioned the Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, and Steelers. Those guys are all have as many wins as you or ahead of you. And they didn't think it was much ado about nothing. You know, they went out and got players that they felt were going to improve the team. So that's why, I guess phrasing sometimes sticks with you. And when he said that, I'm like, man, okay. You know, you have confidence that they weren't going to help you that much. But your quarterback is still running for his life back there. You know, and so where exactly do you fall? Like, not even a little move, a little something? Could have maybe
a little snack,
just a little nibble of something could have helped that.
Yeah, and I guess ultimately I think the popular thought process is that this team did their, you know, big additions to this team, right? There are things that you would consider like a trade deadline addition to this team before.
Yeah.
And if we are going to couch it that way, let's evaluate it as such. Stephon Diggs, you go and get him, right? And I think that he was helpful for you for a period, but like to a point, right? Like I think he also, his placement, and maybe not just him, right? I don't want to put this all solely on him, but him being there, with him there, you did not have like a particularly incredibly productive offense, even in the passing game. And it kind of just shifted some of the other young guys that you anticipated factoring in away, right? We did not see Tank Dell really get very much performance until Stephon Diggs goes down with injury. Talk less of, you know, anybody else that you want to talk about. Mechie, and Hutchinson and Woods, or whatever, right? About D'Amico Autry, obviously I understand that there was a suspension involved, but you can view him possibly as a little bit of a luxury, right? Like, it does kind of make me wonder, like, when it comes to the additions that this team made, like how valuable or how highly are you regarding them at this point, especially knowing that they weren't going to look at what they had and then continue to, you know, find little pieces.
But
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But even that dialogue, that narrative, while I understand it, hey, they did a lot in the offseason, right? I mean, the Ravens added Derrick Henry, you know, and they're out there making deals. For what it's worth, the Steelers added Russell Wilson, who's actually found a little life in Pittsburgh, at least early on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out there, you know, adding weapons. So you can look at this however, you know, you want to justify your decision. You know, that's the feel. I feel like he's justifying. He's justifying the fact that they didn't think or feel or get an opportunity to bring someone that could help. The Texans' offensive line has been steadily, again, for what it's worth, PFF ratings, but the Texans' offensive line has been steadily dropping. Today, they are ranked as the 21st best offensive line in the NFL. I find it hard to believe that there's nothing out there, you know, outside of a signing to the practice squad that can at least bolster that a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and maybe this leans back on a conversation that we had earlier, and I still kind of wonder if this was the right way to phrase it, but we asked it like, do the Texans have like too much loyalty, or like, or do they...
No, they have a loyalty problem.
Do they believe too... Maybe the better way of putting it is, do they believe too much in their prior assessments?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that also makes it, I think, made a little bit nebulous this trade deadline, especially at the biggest place I think we were all looking at that needed to be addressed in some ways, left guard, is that you stuck with Kenyon Green so long that you still have question marks as to how to fix it.
Yeah.
And can Kendrick Green help you? Well, you don't really have a great idea because he came in on Thursday and played there. However, he did not practice all week, right? Yeah. Like, he didn't practice leading up. And so maybe if you have had opportunity to put him in, seeing what he looks like with a full week of practice earlier on the season when Kenyon Green was not producing, you'd have a little bit of answers there that would help you make a decision at the trade deadline. Jarrett Patterson, you ultimately put him in. You got him in for a drive. You would be able to, maybe get him in, give yourself more of an idea of what's happening there. You don't have answers there. So I think it made it a little bit more nebulous at the trade deadline for you to be able to go, well, maybe we have things in-house that we still believe in, whereas actually testing them out because you stuck with Kenyon Green for such a long time. And, of course, there's a lot of other things in the history, recent history of this Texas team that also fall in line with that.
No, look, and they probably would disagree. Oh, we don't have a loyalty problem. I think the counterpoint to that, you know, is Kenyon Green, obviously. For better and worse, Damian Pierce, and I feel like that's still out there as an unknown. You know, he's had 14 carries, as we talked about yesterday. Jimmy Ward has missed four games.
Yeah, and that's another thing, is like also an injury issue of this.
And they've been loyal to him. Jalen Petrie, they've been so loyal to him, they gave him another job, another position. So you can say, well, that's not a loyalty problem. We really believe in him. Well, that's kind of, it's looking like a loyalty problem. You know, it looks like it.
Belief isn't an issue until you put your belief in a place that ultimately lets you down. Now, I mean, I'll let you answer this. Do you feel like Dameon Pierce has validated the belief that has been put in the team?
I don't know how you can believe that.
Right, like
special teams is a separate animal, so maybe that alone justifies it. But he was brought in to be the backup running back.
Yeah.
You know, he's got 14 carries.
And now injury obviously factors in there.
Right.
But injury also factors in there. Right?
That's what I'm saying. Right. It's like, okay, you can disagree, but all I can show you is what's on the field.
We appreciate everyone getting involved on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, including this text from the 281. It takes two to tango. How many offensive linemen were moved? How many were available? Any good interior available? Well, rumors and, you know, scuttlebutt can only go so far, but, like, rumors had it that there were some folks that possibly could be available. Not a lot of offensive linemen mm-hmm. did indeed actually move at the deadline, which is fair to point to. However, and I think for me, and I said this before we got on air, mm-hmm. I think I would have understood more if that was where you come from. Now, of course, I don't know when Caserio sat down with these guys before. I feel like it was probably before the deadline hit, right? So maybe it's just a timing issue. But if that was how kind of the discussion of the trade deadline was framed, where it was like, hey, we did not find a deal that we were comfortable with, that we felt was a good enough value or what have you, mm-hmm. that's one thing. That's not what we're talking about here right at this moment. And maybe that is ultimately the truth, and I'll have to revise the way that I view this. But with what is provided to us right now, it seems like this is like just a full kind of, you know, a dismissal of this place and this opportunity to make this team better when you have a couple of clear needs that you could have helped with a team that is really situated to be, if anything, to try and contend for a Super Bowl.
Look, it does take two to tango, and we don't know what the negotiations, what the calls were, what the discussions, you know, how they went. So I'm not going to say that's totally, you know, unfair that the texter, you know, said there. But keep in mind, I mean, Nick Caserio is the king of the sixth round pick. You know, he's the king of finding
day three picks. Baby.
He's the king of finding something that can maybe even just tweak the lineup a little bit. And then you do have to go back to, which is all we have, his words on it. Much ado about nothing, which kind of reflects more of a philosophy about it than or at least a current philosophy than we couldn't find a deal that we liked, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing that maybe got to me a little bit. But ultimately, it's kind of tough as well, because you're still looking at a team that's 6-3, all things mm-hmm. all things aside, right? And understanding that you've played one score games with a lot of teams that you probably should have put away, right? You let teams hang around in ways that you shouldn't have, but you are still 6-3. If you lose this game against the Lions, right, which is the worst case scenario, mm-hmm. or maybe I guess you can get into the deeper worst case scenarios, but I think you understand what I mean. Like, the things go bad on Sunday, you lose. You'll be 6-4, which is exactly the same record that you were dealing with last year, but it just feels different, right? Like it seems like your target should have shifted and has shifted, and it feels like you're not on trajectory to get to your target. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, it feels like logic would hold that you try and give yourself more ammo to go and hit that target.
Yes, absolutely. And I do want to be fair to Nick and D'Amico and the Texans.
Always.
In this regard, you know, they also know just where Jarrett Patterson is excuse me, in his health.
When it comes to the concussion.
So maybe that was a factor. Like, we think he's going to be, you know, we saw enough, you know, and then so we think he's going to be good enough at that guard with the other things to improve us enough. So I do want to be fair there, but it's also, it just sort of hits funny when you have a clear need. You've got the franchise quarterback running for his life every week, and you just feel like much ado about nothing.
Much ado about nothing, ultimately the words of the general.
Which, by the way, I do appreciate him saying ado. Many people say to
much
do.
Much to do.
Like Tyler, all due respect, Tyler, on your tweet.
Damn. Oh, man. Wait a minute. Tyler's not even at work yet. Man.
Look
how
at this,
did that happen?
Look at this snob right now.
A snob? I'm just...
You could have made the point
I'm performing a service.
Well, actually, guy here.
No, it's not well actually. It's what it is. Well, it's the actual
well
fact.
Factually.
I want to tell you. No, I want to tell you, Lopez, my issue with what you're doing here. you were gonna make a point about a general thing that happens. That's fine. You crossed a few lanes of traffic.
Right to Tyler.
Tyler, not even here. How did that happen?
Say it to us first.
Okay, so here's the issue, okay. Tyler. What? So he tweeted, you know, the audio of Nick Caserio talking. Nick Caserio said, adieu. the correct way, and I appreciate him doing that. But Tyler tweeted to do.
Oh.
So that's where I was like,
it had been a long day of work. You know, he's typing quick. You got the point. You understood what he meant. Much ado about nothing is where the trade deadline is. There's and at this point, you go with what you have, right? Like, they're practicing today. We should get some information as far as who it looks like is out there with the first team, at least, or, you know, even is something as little as, you know, where is Jarrett Patterson in concussion ways, right? Yes. We should get some information on that, and that'll help us get an idea of, even if not like an actual fix for the offensive line, but what they're planning on doing moving forward, because that is something that is of great interest to all Texans fans and onlookers as they gear up for Sunday Night Football at NRG Stadium against the Detroit Lions. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's keep this thing moving along on a Wednesday, because we will have our guy Adam Spillane in a little bit later. Let's do the question of the day now. Where's the furthest, or what's the furthest you've gone to avoid something? Yes, we're talking about that thing that happened yesterday. All right, 713-572-4610. That's the 5-Hour Energy fan line. We'll do that next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.